Good morning, you're listening to Patrick Garrett, and this is the VG247 European Morning News Bulletin. This is being recorded on the morning of the 21st of January 2011. The headlines this morning. Bethesda VP of PR Peter Hines has told VG247 in unequivocal terms that Bethesda, not Interplay, owns the rights to develop any Fallout MMO. Interplay co-founder Eric Khan said last year that Bethesda had turned down the option to develop an MMO based on the IP when it bought the Fallout rights in 2007. But Hines insisted in a phone interview with VG247's Johnny Cullen yesterday that the Interplay claim isn't true in the slightest.
It was claimed by Eric Khan of Interplay that you guys passed up the right to the MMO. Is that true?
No, we own the rights to the MMO. We own the rights to everything Fallout.
Okay.
The license is ours.
Okay.
The Fallout belongs to us. That's what I would clarify. Beyond that, I'm not commenting on anybody else's comments. It's a legal matter. A specific MMO or project or any of that stuff, the lawyers are all going to sort it out.
Interplay has been developing Fallout Online since 2008, but was sued in 2009 for trademark infringement and breach of agreement over the title, previously codenamed Project V13. Since last night's interview with Hines, Khan has told Eurogamer that Interplay could develop Fallout 6 following a fifth title from Bethesda if Fallout Online's release is blocked. He said, "We sold the Fallout IP to Bethesda in exchange for a certain amount of cash and the right to do the Fallout MMO. If they refuse to let us do the game, then the sale of the IP is terminated and they will be allowed to do only one more Fallout, number 5. The new comments are merely the latest development in an increasingly bitter legal wrangle between the two parties, with Interplay claiming earlier this month that Bethesda's take on the matter is absurd. Interplay is aiming to release Fallout Online in 2012. According to an LA Times report, Sledgehammer is co-developing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 with Infinity Ward. Still not officially announced by Activision, the game is reportedly well into production and is expected to come out in November. LA Times sources have said Sledgehammer and Infinity Ward are equally sharing duties on producing the single-player portion of the game, and have apparently confirmed the rumour that Raven Software is working on the online multiplayer portion. Borrowing the Sledgehammer team from Modern Warfare 3 has delayed the Call of Duty spin-off game it was rumoured to be working on, the LA Times said. Earlier in the month, a job listing for a community manager was posted by Activision, seeking somebody to help build and drive the studio community management effort for Sledgehammer and the next Call of Duty game. Activision has confirmed previously that Infinity Ward is working on a new Call of Duty title. In other Call of Duty news, an internal EA email emerged overnight which suggests Infinity Ward put off releasing a map pack for Modern Warfare 2 at the request of EA. The letter was released as part of a court filing in the Activision suit against Infinity Ward co-founders Vince Zampella and Jason West. The mail, which was written by EA's Senior Director of Global Marketing, Lincoln Hirschberger, said, "A couple of months ago, I asked Vince to hold back their map pack until we launched. He owes me one. Given that they've already made a billion, he was cool with that. Obviously, Kotick took it as being belligerent." The email was dated March the 2nd, the day DICE's Battlefield Bad Company 2 hit stores and 28 days before the Stimulus Map Pack release for Modern Warfare 2. In the wake of the revelation, EA Vice President Geoff Brown branded the email a joke. "This was obvious sarcasm," he said. "It's clear from the email this was a joke and they never spoke. We explained this to lawyers at Activision, who apparently don't have much of a sense of humour." EA has now been successfully added to the case between Activision and Zampella and West, which claims the pair sought alternative employment in breach of their Infinity Ward contracts. Dead Space 2 producer Sherif Fatou has said that formerly Silent